This is episode 189 of Drunk on Comics. Tony here, as always, in the studio with Linz and Derek. Today I got to talk about how I would love to see Deadpool be part of the SNL crew. However, petitions don't mean shit, so why sign them anyways?
We reviewed Tomboy number 1 from Mia Goodwin. You guys can hop over to noisetrade.com and check it out.
We talked about how Goose Island sold out to The Man and also the benefits of smaller Comic-Cons.
Yeah, we also talked about a lot of other shit just
randomly.
Goobly gooked all in.
What's a goobly gook?
It is what it
is. It's a word I can't pronounce.
Yes. Like many things. So sit back and relax and enjoy Drunk on Comics, episode 189, Not What Lynn Said.
Out everything already.
Yeah, I already told you that cherry whiskey was for disgusting. Lames.
No.
You don't fruit the liquor.
But you fruit the looms.
I hate you right now.
No, it's good. They have a Traverse City distillery has a store in downtown Market. They have other whiskey besides cherry whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey flavored whiskey. Mm. Your whiskey could be wheat flavored, rye flavored, barley
but not
flavored,
cherry.
Not
even
fruit
if it's
flavored.
From Traverse City.
Yeah, I don't care.
Cherry capital.
I
claim
don't.
To fame?
I honestly could care less about the fact.
What
that
What about it's a cherry in the whiskey? Like
only
Manhattan.
In a Manhattan. Only in Manhattan.
Or a whiskey that's sour.
Whiskey sour is giving me the worst heartburn
oh,
in
really?
About 35 seconds.
Well, we're not talking about what you like. We're talking about what's proper.
I don't think you put a cherry in a whiskey sour.
I've had cherries in whiskey sours before.
Yeah. I've never had a cherry in a whiskey sour.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have to.
What about just having cherry whiskey?
Like we just said, no, that's terrible, and you're stupid.
What?
You said it's terrible, and
you
it's stupid.
You mix that with a Coke, and it's like a cherry Coke whiskey.
Why don't you just mix whiskey with don't mix your whiskey with anything!
He's a purist.
Whiskey-flavored whiskey.
There's honey-flavored...
That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, that's more sweeter.
Yeah, that's like essentially a fruit whiskey.
And
again.
He's only okay with
honey
cinnamon whiskey
fruit.
If it's negative degrees outside.
Because it's like schnapps at that point.
Yeah.
It's not whiskey. It's
like
cinnamon.
Hot damn.
It's hot damn, yeah.
It's better than hot damn, though. Hot damn is disgusting.
Tastes about the same.
It's like
cinnamon overpowers
cough syrup.
Cinnamon overpowers the flavor of anything.
There was a large kick, I think, this past year of... fireball this, bring fireball to kickball, bring fireball to volleyball, bring fireball to dinner.
Like, you ever had the fireball rum chata, cinnamon toast crunch shot?
Yeah, so those are still excellent. Rum chata, anything with rum chata is great.
With cereal in the morning, you know.
But
I've never done that.
Fireball and hard apple cider is good.
Yeah, I use a big Goldschlager and apple cider, so that way your apple cider makes you feel rich.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I never think about
that. I'm so over, though, the fireball phase.
Yeah.
Like, I had some the other night, and I go, ugh.
It's too much.
I don't want it anymore. It can go. Bring back Jaeger. I remember Jaeger went through a phase, and everyone was loving Jaeger. And then...
I had a bad Jaeger Halloween a few years ago, where I did, like, 15 Jaeger bombs and then wanted to die.
Mm, yeah, 15's a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, I went home at like 10 o'clock and don't remember from like midnight to like 4 p.m. the next day. I puked a lot and apparently had a conversation with my old roommate, though.
Oh, okay,
in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I still continuously will drink shots of that and I still love it, but I do hate it too the next day.
Yeah.
But it's the one that I keep coming back to. It's an abusive relationship.
It's so nice to you in the beginning, but by the time it's over, you're like, I need out of here.
I don't want any part of
this
anymore.
Help me.
Are you guys fucking serious?
Well, I didn't put it there.
Burn it. It's terrifying. I don't like those. Centipede, yeah. Can we talk about this? How that is the worst creature in the animal kingdom, and I'm terrified of
them? They are. The more legs an insect has, the creepier they are.
But a millipede is not creepy. There's little round things.
No, like, there's no way I would... Want to wake
they're,
up with that
I think they're both the same
me.
Thing.
No,
yeah.
Those eat mice. Millipedes eat leaves.
Yes, but I still don't want them crawling on
But
me.
I don't know the difference. I mean, I do know the difference. One is Millie, one is Sunny.
Centipedes
but...
have one leg on each side per segment. Millipedes have multiple, and their legs are underneath versus
and they
on
look
the
like
side.
Worms.
Yeah, they look like big shelled worms.
Legs, yeah.
Either or, I think all those fuckers can... poisoned me. Like, any bug besides ants. Ants are the only thing that if it was on me, whatever.
Yeah, you say that till you get a fire ant on you and they bite you and you...
Okay, well, if I was anywhere near fire ants, then yes, I would probably hit those two. But bees, actually, too. I'm not afraid of bees at all. Any other... And flies. So I guess three. And worms, but they aren't really bugs either.
Right.
But worms
don't bother. I'm going to be a loud right now, but I need to...
To manhandle the...
I need to put my hands around. We'd work
that
this,
with two hands.
Right? Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
I felt like it wasn't close enough to my mouth.
No, it wasn't, but... Let's get back to Sorry, bugs. Guys. This is our segment, bug section.
Oh, segments, like on a centipede.
I do have to say, Galactus, the best bottle opener that Derek ever got for me, was finally found after a year hiatus hiding... Actually, only under, like, a couple papers.
Wow.
Like, it was literally on a shelf with a couple papers on top of it. Moved those papers, found it.
It wasn't in here? It was in the...
No, it was in here.
Oh,
it
really?
It was just on, one of the shelves. It was on top of the Buzz Cola when I was in the... Before rearranging the room.
Yeah, I thought this room was super nerdy beforehand, and it has exploded into epic level.
Well, it's because nerdiness. I took my comic book room and... put it also into the recording studio so that now this is
a lot more intimate.
Yes, we're a little bit closer to some, and this ain't even the tip of the iceberg. I have a lot more shit that I need to consolidate because I have roommates coming into the house now who we may have on the show who have no clue about anything.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
We're going to confuse the shit out of so many people.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to, we're going to have them come on one week where they know nothing, and then the next week have them, like, be the biggest fountain of knowledge for everything and see if we can somehow make that happen.
You're going to make them study.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Professor young neophytes.
We should just hand them random comic books and have them tell us what happens in it without reading it or anything.
Oh my God. What is this one about? That would be awesome,
What is
though,
this one about?
Based on the cover.
What is this one about? Yeah, based on the cover.
Shit. I think...
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. I like how we flesh out ideas in the middle of a podcast. Because, I guess that's one of our best ideas.
I'm going to do my best thinking.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Well, I guess we could probably, actually start talking about podcast stuff now.
Instead of creepy centipedes.
Yeah.
Put it...
Now it's lost forever.
Yeah, it's in the Tony layer.
So let's start with the book we read this week. Tomboy, number one, from Maya Goodwin.
Put up that list. Is it MIA or MYA?
MIA.
That's Mia. Maya.
I apologize. Clearly, I am not good at pronouncing names.
No, you are not.
If last week was any indication.
Clearly. So I apologize.
That or just being able to do simple Google searches, but holy shit, were you so, I didn't know where you were coming up with saying his name.
He's going to be at C2E2.
And you can go apologize.
We're going to be at C2E2. I will go apologize profusely for...
No, I want you to go up with the recorder, have him record how he says his name, and you just listening to that on loop the whole ride home.
And maybe we can go back and dub it into the old podcast to fix the disaster for anyone listening to old episodes.
I think it's
Starenko. You're not even trying to pronounce the same person's last name. It's Lee. First name Stan. Is that how I read this?
Who's that? Too bad we don't have a camera in here for those fingers we just received.
Yes. That sounds dirty.
Oh, wow. first you jerk off the mic, now you finger us.
Oh, this is going so well. So we read Tomboy number one from Maya Goodwin. So this book actually came out in November, but it is available right now on Noise Trade for free, which I posted the link to on both our Facebook and on Twitter. So
check it out, and you can tip.
Yes. So if you get it and you like it, you can leave Maya. Ms. Goodwin.
You can't really buy it. You can just... The tip.
Just the tip. Just for a second. See how it feels. And then if you like, you get more issues.
So she wrote and...
A little deeper.
Wrote and did the art on this. It's put out by Action Lab, which... Have you guys ever read... I thought they did, animated TV shows. Action Lab?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I didn't know they were putting out comics.
But... Hey, it had kind of an anime-ish art style.
It did. Which is pretty... It did. Yes. She, and so I was trying to figure out this whole thing, if she did this by hand or if she did all of it like digitally. What do you think? It looked
a little bit more digitally.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then again, too, hand-drawn animation, I'm surprised half the artists that we do know that do still freehand, and then the others that do digital and a little bit of mix of both.
Right. If you use, like, the tablet thing for drawing, though, like, to draw it digitally, it's not really a different medium than putting it on paper.
That's
it's
true.
Just you have access to technology. So there's nothing wrong with either art style.
Oh, no.
At all.
I think both are equally impressive. Mm-hmm. I've tried to draw on computers, and it looks... awful.
Mine on computers look just the same as I draw.
Yeah,
on
my MS Paint drawings are
stick
just
figures
as shitty.
Are so good.
So this book, the protagonist is Addison, who turns 16 at the very beginning of this book on Halloween. How awesome would that be to have a Halloween birthday?
It's All Hallows Eve. Yeah, that was pretty. Creepy. Yeah, I know. Like centipede. Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Sorry, no. I had a hiccup. I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I thought you were taking, like, a dramatic pause.
No, I hiccuped.
Something really profound. Nope.
Tony's death staring me.
So she lives with her dad and her grandpa. Her grandpa is a retired cop. Her dad is a medical examiner.
Her grandpa's a crotchety old bastard, too, which is awesome.
Yes.
I'll say this, though. For her being 16 in the beginning part of the book, she felt more younger, whimsical, like a younger teenager.
Right.
Like, I did not. But then towards the end of the book, I'm like, fuck, man, she's like 18, 21.
Yeah.
Shit's getting dark.
We'll
wait till we get to that. But
she
yeah.
has an obsession with what I can only assume is like a My Little Ponies type show.
Yeah, it was a... like some Eureka's Castle, My Little Pony, like
yeah.
kids stuff, like Candyland in like television-ish form.
Right. She's dressing up like Winter Melon Wolf for Halloween, which is just a little anime mask, it looked like. And then her friend later in the book has a halo and fairy wings on, and they're both giving each other presents from this show. So it's, you know, I mean, she's probably one of just those...
Nerdy kids
who like...
Indoor kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they're planning her birthday party at the beginning. Well, at the very beginning of this book, the very, very beginning, there's two pages where it's her standing on a roof covered in blood.
Looking like a badass.
Yeah. And so it's... And then you flash back to her birthday. But this woman shows up, Iris. I have no idea who she is. Do you get any sort of...
No, I assume that they know each other,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if she was like... She looked like she had scrubs on, and she keeps telling Addison that she's sick. So I'm wondering if some point in this series, Addison is going into a mental institution.
Being insane.
Yes.
Going insane.
But her dad gets called to work because some kid got murdered. And I don't know how spoilery...
I say we should say it was someone close to the
yes,
family.
Yes, someone very close to her, specifically, and the family. So her dad goes and sees who it is. And it's so hard to do this without giving it away.
I know. We'll just say it's someone close to all
yes.
of them, which leads to all of them reacting in their own ways.
Yes. And later, after she finds out who this is, and she is on the train... Going home? Going
yes.
somewhere. There are...
Going anywhere.
There are some...
Midnight train.
To Georgia?
Leave it! Love that midnight train to nowhere.
There's a couple cops on the train with her, and they're not good cops. They're bad cops.
They are indeed.
They're the opposite of... They're corrupt. They're a little corrupt, and you can tell right away. Which leads her to... Their conversation leads her to do something that seems out of her character.
But maybe it's not.
And I really want to know if this is... If her reaction to their conversation... I am so horrible at trying to sum things up without giving spoilers. Is mental? or well, if it's supernatural.
That's the thing. There's the little fairy thing coming out of the phone. I was like, I'm cool with reading comic books and allowing either of those to happen. It could still be a great story, but I want to know what world we are in.
Right.
If this is going to be fantastical and I can know that maybe some magical things are going to happen, awesome. If it's this person is derived of, like, seeing hallucinations, also cool.
Yes.
But I just kind of need to know which is which.
Right.
Which I assume the point of not giving that information away in the first issue was to get you to continue to read.
Yeah. Yeah. The colors that she uses in the train scene for Addison's, the results of her reaction are very bright. And super graphic. Very graphic. So, yeah. It kind of just ends with her going home.
To her grandpa.
To her grandpa.
Who's watching hockey like an old man.
Yeah. So, that is literally all I can say without giving too much away. Because I really think that everybody needs to go to Noise Trade and download this. And issues 2 and 3 are also out.
Sweet.
So... you guys can pick those up, too, if you really like it. But I thought she did a great job. Maya Goodwin.
Oh, Mia.
She's actually Eisner nominated for her series.
Mama Maya.
Princeless.
No,
so check her out. I think she's going to be quite big here in the future.
I would say I definitely enjoyed it. And I do want to read those other two issues.
I
have not yet. But I think I made it better because we don't know. So we can't like accidentally spoil even more.
Exactly.
I think this is the first time we've ever gone without being super spoilerish on something.
I really think that people need to go and download this and read it. That's how good I think it is.
And we made it super easy for everyone that's listening because the links are up. And we could probably retweet them too.
I'll give away a huge spoiler. Han Solo dies.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. We were talking about this book specifically.
Neo dies.
You guys, Jon Snow dies too.
No, but not really. Well, he's coming back.
We'll see.
No, so I think the embargo is over on Star Wars. It's been far enough in advance that I was listening to Chris Hardwick talk about it the other day of like, at what point are we not allowed to talk about Star Wars? Like, people that are listening, like, oh man, I haven't seen it yet.
Was that on an At Midnight episode? Because I saw him doing that on an At Midnight episode. He was talking about that.
Well, he was talking... They bleeped out a lot of stuff on At Midnight from after, like,
filming. For, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. But even then, it's a month. No, he was talking about... It might have been... It was in an interview that he was talking to someone else about that, but I think it was on At Midnight that he got, like, people saying, like, man, I haven't been able to see it yet. It's like... That's your fault.
You can
set aside, I think the 2 week window is fair. That gives you 2 weekends, mm-hmm. 2 full weeks. If you can't find 2 hours during a week, I don't think we spoiled it for you at that point. That's you being lazy.
Yeah. And everyone did a really good job, at least for the nerd community, for who knows their listeners, love this sort of stuff, that we all pretty much kind of gave them a month.
Yeah,
I think it was amazing. I would have thought it would have been immediate. If that
oh, no,
something.
This was, I've never seen a movie hidden so well.
Yeah, and it's still
release.
Been two months, and now it's kind of like, is it going to be 4 years when that last person hasn't seen it? Like, are we just going to get people being like, man, I haven't seen that one, or any of the other ones yet, so you can't talk about it. Like,
fuck you.
like what? Are we not supposed to say Darth Vader's Luke's father at this point, too?
Man.
I know.
Vader means father in German.
Yeah.
I would love to see someone our age who really honestly hasn't... Like, they are nerdy enough to know X-Men movies and that, but have no clue.
Yeah, I know
Star Wars.
Lots of people who haven't seen the Star Wars movies.
But they know the Darth Vader.
Yeah, well, yeah,
if they don't. But I'm saying someone that is... Obviously, kids growing up, they're kids still, so they haven't maybe heard that stuff. But to watch that movie with someone, to see like them like look at me like, what?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I just stayed away from all pop culture references for my entire life.
Yeah.
Amish people.
No, yes, that might be the... Even
they wouldn't know anything
even
else.
They know that.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who was watching it who was... kind of live tweeting. He was posting some things on Facebook because he was building up to seeing the new Star Wars. Hadn't watched any of them before. He obviously knew what happened, but at the same point, he was like, wow, that was actually pretty sweet. No way! Like, on a couple smaller points that he may not have heard of, but Yeah, I wish I could relive it all over again.
I know.
Relive seeing Star Wars all over again?
Yeah, for the first time.
Oh. Yeah. It was good. Sit with you nerds. Were you going somewhere with that? Or?
No, I just wanted... Oh.
Sorry to go off on that, talking about spoilers, and then just blurt out 8 million spoilers.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Can we not just sit and talk? Isn't that not what we do here?
Oh, no, that's fine. You just kind of stopped talking, so I was like...
What other major spoilers can we give away? Verbal Kint, Kaiser Soze? I mean...
Negan... I guess for people... You would know this if you listened to us, because... You know, we like Walking Dead, but I was going to say, Glenn's going to die soon, I think.
I don't know. I feel like they could possibly switch that up for the show.
Yeah. I am starting to think that it might be Daryl.
Me too, especially after last week's episode, which that would be spoiling because it's only been a week and I don't want to be that guy. That was an amazing episode.
Here's the thing. Going into it, I'm so glad. I have a now viewing parties with some friends now that are going to start doing it. Since I don't have cable, it's great to be able to watch it right away, because then you can go to AMC and watch them there a couple days later. I didn't realize that I did not see episode 9 was it? So the mid-season finale
one. Oh.
I had saw, the last one that I saw was the wall falling down at the end of that episode, and I thought that was it.
Yeah.
So when I started finally being able to watch it on AMC, of like, what is going on here? What happened? How did this happen? What the fuck's going on? Thank God I was able to find it and watch that other episode before getting back into the normal one. I would have been totally lost. And I was glad that I wasn't. I do want to talk about it, though.
So, we're going to talk about The Walking Dead mid-season
premiere.
So, if you haven't watched it yet, then go watch it right now.
Pause it. Go watch it. Come back and listen.
I feel like we need to apologize for stuff.
It was very close.
Just a warning.
Comic.
Skip forward.
for like them getting through the herd and all that stuff and the whole town coming back to work together. Because that was like a pivotal bonding moment in the comic for the community. And the fact that they pretty much had like shot for what they did in the comic to that was very cool. Because they do tend to vary a little bit. Which they obviously did with first meeting Negan's crew. Yeah.
But when they first met their crew, well, here's the thing are the people with the W's, those aren't his crew though.
No,
who are they in the comics though?
Because
I don't remember
them.
They're
not, but I feel like they could be whispers eventually.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
So we're rest of that group, cause those are a little more that we've seen, that group that came across, Daryl. And I forget the other...
Abraham. And
yeah, Abraham.
What's her face?
What's her face? yeah, I don't remember either.
How they died was bad fucking ass, man.
Yeah. I looked and I just laughed. Like, it made me laugh out loud because I was like, what? And I'm like...
I totally had forgotten that he had grabbed...
The rocket launcher?
The rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Which was nice because then when he... They had
two big scenes with Daryl and the rocket launcher. Did you really need to blow up the fire lake?
Hey, I know. We got extra budget. Let's use the shit out of this rocket launcher until it's gone.
We don't really maybe need to use a rocket launcher missile just in case something else happens.
We'll just use
that instead of throwing a lighter on.
Matches? Yeah. Nope. Fucking rocket launcher into a lake. Why not?
Which... I could see the light and everything, and maybe the explosion would get some walkers to come, but, man, I'm getting a little pissed at the inconsistencies of some of these zombies in this show. Ones that can pretty much, if there's enough of them, tear down almost like a barn door going at you. But yet, if it's a locked door and with windows, not really anything, you're trapped in a garage, windows there, not... like, pounding out the glass, like, somehow these houses are reinforced steel and everything, and somehow these zombies can't get in, but
maybe
you see at other parts...
Well, it was supposed to be a house for, like, government officials. Maybe they put in, like, crazy glass. You don't know.
Okay, but still, the zombies are... Anyway, but going back to, and like I said, sorry to bring this tangent up too, but I am starting to really feel that Daryl's going to meet his match. I know that he's...
Apparently, when he shot all those people, there was a car away in the background that drove away. So there's rumors, people are saying that might have been Negan seeing that, which is kind of, I think, why we're thinking they might switch it up from poor Glenn's skull getting bashed in.
I remember that, but I also think, though, because it's been so long since the last, and just trying to think of what was coming in the books or not, when did they introduce it in the show of knives and arrows getting goopity gooped in zombie blood?
Getting goopity gooped?
Is that a technical term?
Yes.
You mean to, like they did to infect them?
Yeah.
They haven't really talked about that.
So they didn't do that in the show yet?
No.
Okay, because that's where he got pissed that he got stabbed by the dude. And that was all it. You okay? I'm fine. Like, okay, that's going to come back to biting your ass, I feel. Like, if this is Negan's crew, and that's what they've done.
Yeah.
That's where
They didn't really start doing that, though, until the big war. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where, but I also feel that he may start turning, and then you already then can feel sad for him, so that when he gets his bat bashed, I don't see, they've teased Glenn dying almost every single day that...
That's why I feel like it's too obvious now. I mean, yeah, even to people that haven't read the comics, they probably know that that happens, because... It's not really a spoiler when it happened, like, 3 years ago.
Right.
Well, even then, some people that didn't know have heard about it by now and be like, it's one of those things, Darth Vader, you know? Have you not heard about it yet? How have you not heard about that yet? Especially if you enjoy a show enough to where there is always an article somewhere that mentions that's going to happen.
Well, the minute they announced Jeffrey Dean Morgan coming as Negan, there was, like, 8,000 articles about why
Who's Negan?
Who is Negan?
Yeah.
I'm just super stoked, going back to more Walking Dead spoilers, that they finally shot Carl in the face.
Yes.
That was a really important...
That was very important in the books. I was wondering how they were going to do it, and it looked fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I hope he becomes a really more... Because I hated him in the book, and I like him in the book now.
You hated him in the beginning for a long time, and then, after, the whole war with him and Negan, that weird relationship they have... It's pretty awesome.
Sounds sexy.
I'm just happy he got shot in the face now.
I saw a couple, forget the jokes, but the memes going around of like Rick talking, telling the dad jokes. Hey, Coral, how's it going, Coral? And I forget, it's just something with the eye.
Arl.
Yeah.
Because he can't see.
Wow. Also glad that Sam's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little...
That kid was a dirty piece of shit that needed to take a shower.
He was.
I understand showing a kid that's scared, probably has some autism going with him, but there was a point where I'm just like, I hope they don't go back to save him because he is hindering your group.
Yeah.
And then that's what happens when, now what I am sad though is that Rick's, hookup side babe,
don't get in a relationship with Rick ever.
No,
you'll die.
Yeah.
Yes.
unless you're Andrea in the comics.
Right.
That's where I thought they were going to turn this chick into.
Me too, but no.
I guess the one other thing that I wish a little bit different, they've made him a bumbling fool, but now I guess he's a master lockpicker. And I'm drawing blanks on names. One dude, Eugene?
Hey, Eugene.
Eugene was always
he's super smart, right?
He's the one that starts manufacturing the bullets.
Yeah, he was always a bumbling idiot in the comics until he found all that stuff and realized he could be useful.
Yeah. And that's where I haven't seen him have that story arc yet. I hate him a lot.
Way later. You hate him right now.
No, because it was right around this time, I thought.
It was all at wartime when he started to stop being a piece of shit.
Okay.
But
that's what I'm
starting to hope. Somebody else has to die first for that to happen.
But I was just like, he's reading this book on lockpicking, and he can automatically lockpick something, so I'm assuming he's going to find, an ammunition book and be like the idiot savant and be like, I can make bullets now. Go to the bullet farm.
Bullet farm. That's pretty much what it was in the
comics. Gas from gasoline town. Bullets from bullet farm.
We live, we die, we live again. So shiny and chrome.
Witness me.
Yeah. Witness!
I rewatched that. That's such a great movie.
It's nominated for an Academy Award.
Which is crazy.
Super crazy.
I feel like we could have segued this a little bit better since we were talking about Negan with the new image.
I was just going to bring that up.
Well, there we go. Yes. Look at that. On the same page.
We are. So Image has a new magazine coming out.
This is where I find ridiculous. Print is dead.
Yeah.
Why are we coming out with magazines?
Long live Print!
called Image Plus. So it's supposed to come free, like, if you get the previews catalog. It'll come free with that, like the Marvel Previews magazine does. Or you can buy it for $1.99 an issue. Mm-hmm.
And when I learned more about that, I was like, okay. What I really do like, I've read some of the Marvel Previews ones, but then I hate spoiling what's coming up ahead when I haven't even finished arcs.
Right.
So I usually just skip those. Unless it's, I mean, okay, I guess I'm going to throw away what I just said and say, never mind. It does give me some thought of if I'm going to pick up a new book that I was curious about.
Right.
Well, like the Vertigo one we talked about a couple months ago with all the new stuff.
Oh,
like,
I had
Follow,
yeah,
Lucifer
and
all
stuff,
that.
Yeah.
That one was good because it gave you a little idea what some of the, almost destroyed the room. Some of the newer stuff was. So,
this though is because it's got a lot of content besides just some previews of the books.
So what it kind of reminds me of is, did you guys ever read Wizard? Wizard magazine?
Yes. I remember it. I probably did not thumb through it.
So it reminds me, like, maybe it's going to be more like that because it's going to have interviews and exclusive content. And, like, they're starting it off with the Negan backstory. Like, 4 pages every issue of the Negan origin story, I guess. Which I think will draw people in.
That's everyone's favorite character to hate or love.
Well, and it's smart because if people love The Walking Dead, but they don't read the comic books, but maybe they pick this
up for some reason. Segue them into comic books, and then maybe they'll go back and spend more money.
Yes.
Genius.
They're reading it, and they're flipping through it, and they're like, oh, that looks interesting. Maybe I'll look for that next time I'm at a place that has comics. A comic book store. But I would
Did you forget the name of what those places are?
No, I was imagining it was somebody who didn't normally go to a comic book store, so they would say a place that has comics. Like a bookstore, like Barnes & Noble. They have comic books.
Like a bookstore that sells comics? So comic book store?
Yes. But, so it's interesting. I'm curious to see how it goes, because print is kind of dead.
You could feel like you could do this digitally on the internet also have the same sort of effect, but I guess
they monetize it, though, $1.99.
Yeah.
So.
True.
I do feel that when those preview things are, I mean, having, like I said, the original content group, but is it worth $1.99?
Right.
That seems a little bit more.
Yeah. I'll just have to see how it goes. See what kind of content they put in it. I mean, interviews are cool, but again, we have podcasts and stuff that we listen to now.
Exactly.
That are all interviews, all info like that. I don't know if this will be beneficial to them or not, but it's worth a try. They're trying to beat out either Marvel or DC to become one of the top two.
Yeah. So, and I guess a little bit different for us, too, because since we do know some people, we have easier access to, like, ask them questions or interview them via, like, Twitter or whatever versus the average person.
That's
true. In that case, those interviews might be beneficial for
them. We are cynical and elitist, so we're like, we don't need this shit.
We don't need this. We'll just ask them ourselves. Gosh.
But I think it would be smart if they marketed it more in, like, a traditional magazine sense and maybe did throw it on, like, the magazine rack and stores at Meijer.
Well, it would get it into more places that aren't, like, comic book shops. Like, hey, I could pick up this Image catalog at, like, the grocery store.
Right.
So
you're going into a comic book store
to get comics.
You don't
go into the comic book store looking for, like, Frito-Lays.
I mean, I have seen people walk into Vault of Midnight downtown and ask them if they had books. And the people are like, yes, we have lots of books. And they're like, no, books. Like, books? And it was just funny watching the interaction between the person behind the counter and the old person that was asking them
about
books.
The counter going, yes, we have books.
We have lots of books.
Not newfangled picture books.
No, books. Not books. Books. Yeah. So, I mean, who knows how this will turn out for them. Hopefully it's good and it won't. They're not throwing their money away. Producing a magazine's not cheap.
No. Especially for $1.99. I can't imagine there's a huge profit margin on it. I'm sure it's an attempt to help bolster comic sales elsewhere.
Right. Agreed.
Toy Fair just happened last weekend.
Did it?
Was it?
Yes. And
what new Transformer came out that you're super excited to get?
I'm actually not excited to get, but it does look sweet. Fortress Maximus, which is just as big as Metroplex, which is going to be one of them, the biggest of the Transformers. No, there was a couple of them that I saw that I'm like, I want hands-on or see a little bit better pictures. I've been searching the internet.
Well, we meet again, my friend. Oh.
Tony forgot to turn off his volume. Oh. Oops.
Oops. That was more of the toy fair going on right there. No, there's a lot of cool Transformers coming out, and I'm very excited that the Headmasters sets are coming out as well, which is all these are, which are the... I ain't even gonna get into the nerdiness of that. You won't care. But there's...
I already glazed over when you started.
No, Hasbro and Mattel both have a lot of good toys coming out. Saw some sweet Thundercats toys, which... Man, there was a show that came out a couple years ago where they tried to reinvigorate that that line. With as much products as they make from it, why don't they make another comic book, another TV show, something?
Yeah, the TV show, did you watch it at all?
Yes.
It was not bad.
Yeah.
It was kind of
anime type.
It was very
one.
Anime, yeah.
Yeah, it was still sweet. Yeah. I liked how they incorporated a lot more of the mythology.
Yes.
Compared to the first interaction.
Instead of them just being on a planet.
But Star Wars figures, which I've never been a huge fan of, collector of those, are looking pretty sweet.
I did see one thing from that they were making a Darth Revan figure, which is pretty awesome, because everyone loves Knights of the Old Republic. And
I know somebody who's very excited about
that. Darth Revan?
Yeah.
But I did see a lot of Rey news about that too.
Good.
Remember how the first iteration of all these,
how they made box sets without Rey in them? Like,
so now they have some that have her in. Obviously they know, well, shit, we fucked up there.
They're missing out on a huge market. Girls love toys. All right, just as much as boys do, if not maybe more.
Here's the thing with the I guess I do love the internet, because it should save me the random extra stop of going down the toy aisle when I go to the stores. But when I was younger, I would always have to just go down the toy aisle to check out the action figures, mm-hmm. Transformers, and Legos to see what the new sets were that coming out, because didn't search the internet every day back then. Now, I see and I know what's going to be coming out in the fall. All these things I just saw at Toy Fair will be coming out in the lineup at the end of the summer, and some even a little bit before that. San Diego Comic-Con, they debut more toys. And then you see what's going to be happening already, that I don't really need to go down the toy aisle because I already know what's there. And it makes me sad sometimes when I go to the stores now, because I have less. I just need to go there and just shop for food and not for...
You can still go down the toy aisle.
Such a
push
grown
all
up,
the buttons.
So domesticated.
Well, also because I said I was going to stop buying toys, and, you know, that's not totally true.
Really? Because looking around this room, when's that going to happen?
You've seen his downstairs, right? Yeah, it's not girl safe. It's special girl safe, but not girl safe.
Fuck you. It's awesome
it
safe.
It is awesome. I agree.
Yep, no comment.
Okay. Speaking of San Diego Comic-Con, sold out again this year in 40 minutes.
Big shocker.
News.
No.
Why do you tell me that?
But...
I'm going to say, though, 40 minutes does seem like, though, you'd have enough time to be in the queue to somehow get tickets, though.
Right.
Which I've always... A, I didn't know that tickets went on sale now. I always thought that they went on sale like almost like the week afterwards.
Mm.
So I've been way off on when those you can get tickets.
Right.
It is still a dream of mine to go to Mecca.
I don't see that. And that's the thing, is I don't know that I would want to go at this point.
It seems like that's just like the super commercial. It's not even like comic oriented anymore.
Right.
It's like media. Let's show them everything movie.
Well, so a lot of Comic Cons are like that now. Wizard World is heavily media focused. C2E2, obviously. I mean, it's even in their name. They've never been like we're just comics. But like, I go to Comic Cons so I can get books signed or meet people. I'm not going to watch movie clips and maybe do a walk-by of the celebrities or anything like
that. I go for a little bit of everything, though, especially even just the interactions with people.
Right.
I mean, you can have booths where they're selling swords and Batarangs to a comic book publisher, seeing some of their previews and the artists and the entertainers, toys that you can buy. Like, there's so much to see, even like video games or board games, which if anyone's ever been to any sort of comic book convention, you know that this happens. But some specifically have more of one than the other. I can only imagine San Diego Comic-Con just being everything and anything.
So many people.
Yeah, that you won't even be able to get to see everything, right. But it would be enough fun to just walk around, be with friends, and just be like us talking.
Right.
But saying like, holy shit, did you see that? That's a cool outfit. Whoa, there's this thing going on.
Yeah.
I think like once we should go, but that'd be about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just to say we went.
Yeah.
Maybe. I can get that from smaller cons just fine. I don't need to be around 800.
Smaller cons, I think there are some benefits that the big ones don't have. Yeah, the bigger ones make it bigger names, but you can actually go, like, talk to someone at a smaller con.
There's smaller cons that still get some names.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Well, you've got your pop-up cons, the really small ones that are at, like, community colleges and stuff. And those are great if you want to get to know, like, local people or buy stuff, buy, like, comics. Because then you get all the local comic book shop selling off their back stock and stuff like that, and toys and stuff like that. And then you have your medium level con, so like Motor City, and maybe not C2E2. I think that one's pretty big, but like your state cons and stuff like that, which those draw in, I think, a little bit bigger names, but they're more accessible. And Grand Rapids Comic Con, that one was pretty big.
It's going to be bigger next year, too.
Yeah, and it got a decent size, but it's like, I felt like you could just walk up to somebody and start talking to them. I remember being at Motor City one year, though, and trying to take a picture of William Shatner, and I got shut down pretty hard by the security staff.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah. like real hard, like they threatened to take my phone and stuff. But, and then you have your giant ones. You know, Wizard World, C2E2, New York City Comic Con, but I still don't think that any of those are as big as San Diego
is. The con.
It is the con. So, I mean, there's options out there. If you didn't get in, you know, you guys go to your local one. It's probably a good place to start anyway if you haven't been to one.
You can come chill with us at C2E2 or Motor City or Grand Rapids Comic Con.
Yeah, plus maybe a bunch of in-between ones. Who knows what we're doing. Definitely C2E2, which is in what? That's a little less than a month now.
Yeah, it's about, a little less than a month away. That's March 18th, I believe, that starts. Yes.
It's the same weekend as St. Patrick's Day in Chicago.
They actually are doing it the weekend before, though. They're celebrating the weekend before, so it'll be less of a shit show.
I looked it up
just to make sure because I knew it was going to be scary. But it actually is St. Patrick's Day when we get down there.
Yes.
But the river may not be dyed green, but the beer will be flowing.
The river will still be green at that point. It's always like a shade of green. It's just
more green on St. Paddy's Day weekend.
It's like neon green when they dye it. But it is definitely a shit show downtown when that's going on.
You guys signed the petition?
The petition to...
have Deadpool on SNL.
Yes.
Because petitions work all the time. Right. You sign them, and it makes shit happen.
Yeah,
because
that PG-13 version of Deadpool totally got made. Right? With the 8,000 people that signed that petition.
That was the dumbest idea I've ever heard, and those people should be slapped.
And this idea is amazing.
But there was also the petition... was it a petition? I'm trying to think back, though. Like, to make it R, though. There's at least shit going on of, like, this needs to be R if you're going to make it R.
Yeah.
Whether it's a petition or not. And as we can see, petitions, I guess, don't really
not unless it's, like, something you're voting on. I think it's more of a way to be like, hey, this is what I want to happen. And all of these people also want this. So maybe they think they have some sort of influence on, like, Lorne Michaels. Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Can you imagine, though, how awesome it would be Deadpool, like... Well, the opening monologue could be Ryan Reynolds, and then everyone else is dressed up as Deadpool coming in and interrupting him. Or they just do skits, and then Deadpool just walks on in. Like,
it would be awesome to see Deadpool dressed in costumes.
I feel, at the very least, though, this might get Ryan Reynolds as an SNL host.
Has he not been one before?
I don't know.
I feel like he's been around long enough to have...
You'd think so, but...
been on at least one...
I don't know, but I feel like this could really just give Ryan Reynolds on SNL
Yeah. If he hasn't, he should. He's hilarious.
Yes.
And I think he would do an awesome job. And they could do a Deadpool, at the very least.
Do like a Deadpool digital short?
Yes, a skit or something. But I guess if you're down with it, go online and sign the petition. Maybe.
Yes, every vote counts.
Even though
they said they wouldn't. But hey, make more people do it. Yeah. See what happens.
Everyone send Lauren Michaels $1.
Or no, but what this petition will do, will have Ryan Reynolds dress up as Deadpool again to address the petition, because as we know, Ryan Reynolds has nothing else to do besides act as Deadpool for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He can just do that for the rest of his life. Maybe do some other quirky romantic comedy once in a while, because still like him in those things too, but he can play.
Get y'all hot and bothered.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think it would be hilarious.
I do too. That movie was just so insane, and I was happy.
It's still bringing in all kinds of
55 million this weekend. Wow. It's still crazy. The number one movie. So
I'm getting a little irritated with the whole R-rated movies now. Yay.
That does bother me, because I feel like they're going to make R-rated comic book movies for the sake of R-rated comic book movies, not realizing why this one was so successful, because studio heads are clearly idiots.
Right. This was successful. Well, Deadpool needs to be R.
Yeah.
First of all. And their marketing campaign for this movie was amazing.
It was some of the greatest marketing I've ever seen.
So that helped a lot.
It did. I know there's talks that the new Wolverine movie might be R-rated, which if they're trying to do Old Man Logan, that's pretty necessary too.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like they're going to make just movies to be R-rated just to say they did now, and it's not going to work. And then they're going to push the whole R-rated comic movie thing back another 5 years, because oversaturation of the market.
No, it's just how Hollywood is. They like to fuck good things up.
Exactly.
It's true. Use it right.
You and your beloved Fantastic Four over and over and over again.
Yep. You know what's also awesome is when places can have giant fuck-ups and then reset it, whether it's a Secret Wars or it's like giving birth.
Oh, DC.
I don't know if that necessarily equates to what it's going to...
A rebirth?
Yeah.
I love you, but you hurt my heart a lot.
I don't... Rebirth sounds painful. Regular birth is painful.
Why can't they just call it, like, afterbirth?
Like, what? What's a re... I mean, I know what a rebirth is, but... Like, an actual, like... You give birth to something
twice? Well, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not a reboot.
It is not a reboot. They have made that clear.
It never was. But
I am not understanding this news that I've heard of. The DC reboot. Rebirth.
They
rebirth.
Really need to clarify this.
And they should have called it Rebirth, because it sounds too much like reboot.
It's been a little weird, especially when they keep putting out new number ones for things after New 52 started anyways. Like, hey, we'll reboot in the middle of a reboot, and then we'll reboot.
Well, I'm wondering if they say it's not a reboot and it never was, if they're going back and saying that when they rebooted, it wasn't actually a reboot.
But they
They're
did.
They're retconning themselves.
Well, they're retconning the retcon that they did. And that's where I see that this is... They realized, holy shit, Marvel did something really well where they didn't piss off long-time readers like we did when we made the New 52.
Right.
And why do we still need to call it the New 52?
It's not...
Well, actually, no, because it turned into DCU at one point, I thought. And then that didn't work, so then they went back to New 52. Regardless of your moniker, you're DC.
Yeah.
And your stories should follow a progressive line. If you're going to reset everything, then you reset it. I thought they just did that with the Convergence.
Oh, you mean we're moving studios, so we'll put out 8 issues of Dreg? Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
But I thought anything. Convergence tried to tie up some things.
But it didn't.
Because it left more... And as I said, and then still Darkseid Wars still going on. And
Which is good.
No, that's... I'm not saying... And their books are still great, but...
They do have a lot of great books. They just need to figure out what they're doing as a whole.
Yes. They need to bring their... I mean, we've discussed this multiple times. Their 800 Batman issue. Different shit going on in each Batman
that
universe.
That aren't tied whatsoever?
Yeah, same with Superman. Like, what's the new one? There was a new one that just came out. Superman, American Alien.
Yes.
Something
like
that.
Like a Superman backstory. Yes.
Yeah. So, I don't know if they're trying to...
Well, I still want them to ever get back to some of those hints and questions and everything right after Flashpoint. Because Flashpoint was the last linear, like, going off from all the other crises and everything. You had the storylines, and then Flashpoint happened, new timeline, Back to the Future, Biff world going on here, that they had you know, hints of we were going to go back to the previous, you know, timeline, that previous world. That has never come to fruition. They may have just scrapped all that, which then kind of makes me be in that.
The only comic they've done that in is that there's a new Superman, like Lois and Clark one, where they went back to the old pre-Flashpoint with it. But that's about it. Because they were trying to get those people back that were mad about the new 52 Superman changes.
And so, if this is something that they're going to do, cool. That would be kind of like, we set these seeds a long time ago. We just said, fuck it, we're not going to do it. But now we can say, we set these seeds, and we were just kidding for the last 5 years.
That could be the whole it never was thing, part of their message. Yes. Yeah.
But who knows? The whole numbering thing, I thought was ridiculous, hearing like, oh, we're going to start, have some issues go back to what they originally were. That's kind of cool. I think comics that have truly been coming out since, you know, the 40s, 50s, 60s, should still be up in their high three-digit numbers. Yes, you say it's a new number one, you get new readers, but you could also say it's 600 and still get new readers.
Well, yeah, you just have to... They used to number the story arcs. So, like, it would be, like, number 200, but it's this storyline part one. So that's how you knew you could just jump on at that point. Mm-hmm.
So maybe with also the new number one series that they sometimes have, like the previews, Marvel previews or the new Image ones, but the whole numbering system has always just been kind of like a little irksome thing for me. And when they said that they're also going to start with some number ones, like I said, I thought they just started some number ones a couple years ago, which is why we're only at like 48 or 49 on some of these books.
Well, I have Black Canary number 8 in my bag right now or something like that. So there's a lot of them that are just started.
I know. Like, I have Action Comics number 1 hanging on my wall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I just started that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got this one in condition.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. There's mixed feelings, I think, on where DC. I've seen people who are excited about it, and I'm not quite sure why, because it's so...
Confusing
right now.
What's to be excited about? Yeah. You don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. But we'll see, I guess. That's supposed to start in, what, June?
I think so. Just throw more stuff at the wall, see what sticks.
Well, I mean, the writers are all...
Yeah, just kind of going their own way.
In mass exodus right now. Well, I guess, no.
Not really, because Geoff Johns is like their chief creative officer, but he is going to leave Justice League, which Dark Side of War, after issue 50, so I guess that's going to be done.
Yep. And you got Scott Snyder jumping books.
Yeah, he's jumping books back to Detective Comics after Batman issue 50, and Greg Capullo is not doing anything. For a while. He's going to, like, do something independent. Okay. So, yeah, everyone just kind of jumping off the...
Right, which is scary. It's like the mice leaving the sinking ship. Like, yeah. Is that what's going on? Or are they just moving on to new projects?
It's just very, very strange that it's all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, issue 50, and everyone's like, yeah, we've done enough. See ya.
Right. Mm.
So, hopefully it's not, like, an indication of what's going on, but...
Well, speaking of something that happened 5 years ago, which was kind of the downfall of another industry that we certainly love, one of the first ever microbreweries was sold to Anheuser-Busch, Goose Island Brewery. And they have now finally sold their brew pub to Anheuser-Busch. In what originally equated out to being some laws to where they couldn't sell the tap room, they now have finagled and legally been able to do that, since Anheuser-Busch has owned Goose Island for a while. Now, the reason why this is big news is now there's not going to be Goose Island, you know, brew pub for them to get all this stuff. And that, to really say the man now owns them
by the balls. It was the last holdout of that. So, yeah, that sucks. So I guess when we're in Chicago, we're going to Revolution instead.
Yes.
They hate the man.
All right, so they're closing down the brew pub?
No. It's still going to be, but it's now...
It's not like they don't... It's not like them anymore. It's Anheuser-Busch has control of it.
Right.
Because even though Anheuser-Busch bought them out, they were still, because of, like they I said, legal liens...
Making, like, their own stuff in there.
Okay.
And,
so you think Anheuser-Busch is going to be like, no more of that? Or you don't think they're just going to let them do their own thing anymore?
Over it. Yeah.
But I think, though, too, that the quality of microbreweries is in, the love of the beer.
Right.
But also, it's in the love of the beer. It's not about profit always. I mean, they want to make profit.
Experimentation.
But yes, they want to be able to try new things And even if it's something that costs a little bit more, so they're not making that 50% margin, they're only making a 20% margin, whatever the real margins are going to be, breweries will make that shit because they know right. some of their fans love it. Having a giant corporation, which all they look at is numbers, sorry to say, but the man sucks sometimes when it comes to good taste. And
it's true.
Here's the thing, though. You have to give, and I hate to have this conversation right now, you have to give the large breweries credit. Their quality control, their product is the same every time. Their consistency for what they've put out for the last X amount of time is flawless for what they do. It's not good by any means. It's no, like, fine microbrew.
Mediocre,
but insanely consistent. They have their quality control for, like, their yeast down to everything. They've had the same strain for 100 years, still using it. Really good at that, but their creativity is non-existent.
Right, and that's not, I mean, we don't...
That's what you want in yeah. a micro, like a brew pub microbrew. You want them to be able to be creative. You want to try new things, let them experiment, find good new things. You can't make something perfect on the first try. God knows I've screwed up brewing things and just made shit that was weird.
The Hideout when we were there doing our interview. They were talking about how they were testing out a hot dog flavored beer.
Yeah.
Like, first of all.
They do crazy stuff. Yeah. So, hey,
but, you know, they're just, they're just trying it. You never know.
Throwing shit against the wall and see what happens.
Well, next weekend is the giant biggest winter beer fest. Well, biggest beer fest in the state of Michigan. It's the Winter Beer Fest.
I'll be there.
I'll be there too. And we will be trying. Yep, we will be trying a lot of good beers, and may not even have a chance to record next week, depending on how.
I was pretty much leaning towards no, because last year I was out of commission for all of Sunday.
Are you guys saying we're taking a break next weekend?
We
might just record on a different day, but oh, okay. That's something we can talk about later. But going back to the brew pubs and everything. I was getting one of my mug clubs renewed last night and talking to some random people who were visiting from the east side of the state. We were just talking about, you know, control and everything, and they're like, yeah, and like near us, like there's some couple good breweries, but I mean they're kind of located around Flint. Mm. Can you imagine the water they use for making that beer? And made me go, holy shit. If they're using Flint water, I hope they're smart enough to know this don't look like water. Can't make beer like
water is one of the biggest parts of it that you don't even think about. So I imagine they either filter or strip it down to nothing and do what they need to with it for like salts, or they import it because there's no way they're using just brown lead dirt water. No.
Well, that's what I didn't think so either. Piss. But I would also be like, so the dude was like, yeah. So I guess I'm gonna become, you know. All that lead poisoning is going to catch up to me. He's like, I love going to brews and didn't think about that until now.
Ooh. Yeah. That sounds horrible. You would die. There's no way a brewery would release beer.
No brewery would put something out using dirty Flint water, no. I guarantee.
It would be super awesome if somebody came out with...
Well, what they should is a mockery.
Yes, exactly. And then do it as like a fundraiser for Flint.
Just make like a, what's supposed to be like a blonde ale, but make it like slightly brown. Yes. Like put a little yes. Flint water.
Flint brown ale.
Brown water ale.
I think this is an amazing idea and also sad at the same time. Yeah.
Let's not make fun of these poor people, but let's because it's kind of funny.
Well, let's have a book to read with some booze.
All right. So this week, Snowfall number one came out from Image. Is it Image? It's Boom, I think, actually. I don't even really know.
Linz, you are going to be cut off from drinking from now on.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sure it's Boom. Yeah. Anyway, it's written by Joe Harris, and the art is by Martin Morazzo. See, I got those.
Hey, it's probably, his last name's probably Smith.
Essentially, it's like a
post- it's Image.
Is it Image? I went with my first. I should have just stayed with my first gut. I knew it. Okay. So it's like a post-apocalyptic story.
Aren't they all?
Yeah. Pretty. I mean, that's a big genre nowadays. It's we're all scared of the future, is why. But it's essentially like something has happened and there's no weather. Like it doesn't.
The climate is controlled so much by the government.
Yes. Yes. So there's no snowfall or anything like that. It's just one It's like living in Seattle without the rain. It's just constantly dreary. But there's this guy called the White Wizard who can control the weather.
And Wizard!
He is making it his goal to bring the weather back to the world, because that's what we all want. All
right. Well, what do you think someone should drink with?
I would say a perfect pairing for a book about a white wizard would be Ski Patrol from Brewery Vivant. It is a lovely, light wit beer brewed with cardamom and orange peel. Ooh. Smooth, light, Belgian-y, just like a nice fresh winter snow.
Oh.
Which I imagine a weather terrorist would not actually make a light snow, but
no.
Hey.
Is he a terrorist or is he a hero?
Question mark?
Question mark.
That was a terrible tagline on there.
But Brewery Vivant beer is always good, so pick up Ski Patrol and pick up Snowfall and
drink them together.
Wish for warmer days.
It's been warm.
It has been
so
warm.
So much so that I almost fell through the ice.
Yes.
Oh, I still have, PISD, post-ice, whatever SD stands for. Or TD.
PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, so it's post-ice stress disorder.
There you go.
Did you fall through the ice?
No, but our ice for our ice rink. Me and my dad always just get sad that winter's over. And
well, it's supposed to be cold next week. We can sneak some last-minute hockey in there or something. The broom ball that never happened.
You just put rollerblades on and...
Rollerblade on the ice. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, I just meant on the road, but that would be fun, too.
Fall on your ass in 3 seconds.
It would be comical. I would enjoy watching it. I can't rollerblade, so.
No?
Or ice skate. Mm-mm. No.
Are you more of a roller skate person?
Yes. I need them in a square. 4 wheels. It hurts my ankles otherwise.
You're not wearing the right skates.
Delicate, girly ankles. That's probably true. Nobody ever.
Anyone got a last thought?
Nope.
Okay, then I have one. The Deltaplex is a dump. Fuck that owner. Viva La Zane. And then also, don't take tips on people's pronunciation of names from Linz.
That is...
You'll be wrong 100% of the time.
poor Mia Maya Smith.
I apologize to everybody.
Jesus.
Tony's right.
You can't make names.
And you know what? I said that, and it's recorded for prosperity. So now you can just go back and listen to it whenever you feel like
it. I'm going to make that my ringtone.
You know what?
Tony's right.
Every time Linz calls, Tony's right. Tony's right.
Oh, man, you guys. Well, you know.
Only time a girl didn't say you're doing it wrong.
And on that, stay thirsty for dictionaries.